California Assemblyman Gil Cedillo still wants the state to show him the money. His lawsuit demanding a reversal of mandatory pay cuts for state representatives is still alive. Let's bring in Tim Cavanaugh from the Reason Foundation. All right, Tim, Cedillo can get away with this stuff because there is no way he'll ever be voted out in his district. Am I correct in saying that?
Redistricting under a new plan starts next year, so possibly, but, you know, I've lived in California quite a while now, and it's pretty hard to get rid of an incumbent. In a way, this is a welcome story, you know, when you see somebody really nakedly fighting for pennies like this, and you get rid of this whole veneer that these guys are somehow in the business of public service.
He took an 18% pay cut, I believe, and now turns around and says that's illegal. He's gone to court. He wants the 18% pay cut restored.
I don't see where he has any leg to stand on in this. This is a little different than right now in San Francisco. The Muni transit operators are also fighting for to restore some year-end payouts they're supposed to get. In that case, they may have a contractual claim. Cedillo, this was an independent commission dealing just with lawmaker salaries. And, you know, from the U.S. Constitution on down, all sort of good government principles in the U.S. have always been that the salaries of politicians and lawmakers are decided by the people and not by the politicians themselves while they're in office.
Now, you mentioned the San Francisco transit workers. Most years, every year, in fact, they get, I'm told, a $3,000 per person bonus holiday pay at the end of the year. That's on top of all their other goodies. They get $3,000 each. They're not going to get it this year, but they're going to fight it. They want it, even though the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit System doesn't run well, doesn't make a profit, and has serious cutbacks in service. Am I right again?
You are right again. However, in this case, that, you know, strictly on legal terms, they may have a contract. I haven't looked at the contract in enough detail to say, but they may have a case that to argue this in court. However, you have to look at something. In addition to $3,000, I mean, you know, and I'm in a family where, you know, $20 limits on Christmas presents are pretty common. This is $3,000 for your Christmas bonus. It totals up to almost $20 million a year in a system that has a total budget of $775 million. It's not an inconsiderable amount of money. And as you noted, it's like everything else in California, it is insolvent. They just don't have the money.
One quick last one. They're having a fire sale of, I think, 25 buildings across the state, but then they're going to lease them back in the long term in California. That costs them even more money. 30 seconds on that. Go ahead.
Any time a public building gets sold, I'm not going to complain. However, I think what you're hinting at is accurate. This is a way of shuffling the money. They're going to get a quick payout to solve the budget problem right now and pass it on to future generations.
I just can't believe that the Del Mar racetrack, the fairgrounds at Del Mar, are not worth more than $120 million. I can't believe that. I know that place very, very well. I can't believe that 370 acres on the Pacific coast is not worth more than $120 million. But I digress.
Well, you know, when the government runs a thing long enough, you don't underestimate how much value they can make disappear.
Well said, Tim Cavanaugh. Well said indeed. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you being
Thanks,
with us,
Stuart.
As always. Thanks a lot, sir.